Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. We're still waiting on my co-host, Barbara, but today I have psychic Dale Shear here with me. Are you there, Dale?
I sure am.
Good.
I thought I had heard Barbara's voice somewhere, but I don't know.
Maybe you're thinking of something telepathically. I don't know. you are a psychic, so, I mean, you know.
And then Richard's on. Let everybody know Richard's on.
Richard, the Barbara's friend, Richard. Now, how is everything, I mean, was everybody able to call in okay? Like, you know, with the phone and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
Do you want me to... What?
No, just let it go, Johnny.
Gotta call her?
And she will come in if she's supposed to come in. Don't worry about it. She knows how. She knows what to do.
Yeah.
I mean,
it
happens
every
other week.
Do you want me to put the first caller on?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, give me 1 second here. Area code 702, you're on the air.
Hello, Jonathan. You're doing a great job. And hi, Gail. How are you?
Fine. Who is this?
I'm Joanne from Las Vegas.
Hi, Joanne from Las Vegas. I have a lot of friends and relatives down that way.
It's a small town.
Yeah, how's the weather down there?
You know, we took a turn for the worst. I woke up this morning and it was fall. It was raining and 70 degrees. Yikes.
Well,
I feel like
here too. I'm in Lake Tahoe and it was snowing at Donner Pass and it was raining and then now it's beautiful and it's fine. It's a little windy. But how can I help you? Hello?
Yeah, are you there? Are you there? She dropped. Okay, let's were you able to hear anything from her? Or?
Yes, I did at first, and now I hear nothing.
Okay.
Here we go again. Johnny, you got to get this together.
Let me ask her if, okay, she's back.
Hello.
But Mother
okay,
Nature got mad because I was whining.
There was what?
Mother Nature got mad at me because I was whining.
Okay.
All right. How can I help you, darling?
Well, I'm kind of at a crossroads career-wise, and I was checking to see if you could see anything.
Well, I have to know what type of careers. I can't just go in the ozone and pick out a million careers. So what type of work do you do now?
Presently, I'm a realtor.
Okay. Why would you want to give that up? Houses are selling like crazy.
The bulk of my work comes through property management, and I'm just a little burnt out.
Okay.
So
what's the other option?
The other option is, who knows?
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. You have a job that pays very well. Take a vacation for 2 or 3 weeks. Get the hell out of there and go back to work because the jobs that are paying, they're nowhere near your status.
Okay, well, that was easy.
That was very easy. Just take a vacation, even if it's a month. Just say your doctor said you're too stressed out and you need to unwind, and I'm sure everything will be okay with that.
I actually do have a vacation planned at the end of the month. I'm going away for 2 weeks.
Well, where are you going?
I'm going to Thailand.
Oh, yes.
Wow. That's a big one. That's how many hours from Las Vegas?
Oh, wow. It's like 33 hours.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can't do that. But you're going to have a ball. I would make it 3 weeks if you could.
Actually, 2 weeks is pretty much all that I can do at the moment. So yeah.
33 hours?
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, it's like broken up into something like that.
It's the other side of the world. It's like, you know, are you going to Bangkok?
No, Koh Samui.
I have no idea. Okay. Have you been there before?
I have not.
This
is
going
to be my
be
first time.
What caused you to want to go there out of all the places?
I have some friends who are going there, and they said, hey, why don't you come along? So I said, sure, why not?
That's wonderful, because you're going to have a ball.
Yeah.
And then I see you going, like, you know, possibly to different areas as well.
You never know. It's very, you know, there's a series of islands there, so you can hop from one to the other.
And
but
it's going to be beautiful.
Has a lot to offer, yes.
Yeah, well, you've got to call us back and tell us what happens, because I'm dying to know.
Well, I definitely will.
This
Not that I'm
going to
get on a plane for 33 hours.
This is a very good friend of mine. I've helped her. One of the things that we've helped each other do is that I found out I now have a listing on Cameo. I'm actually on Cameo now. And because a friend helped me get on, and I'm helping her get on too. So Joanne is getting on Cameo as well.
What
yes.
is Cameo, Jonathan?
Why don't you tell her, Joanne?
It's where you can do video greeting cards to people, you know, if you're a personality, or actually if they let us on, they'll let anybody on. But you can send to people or whatever, just a little personal message.
Oh, how cute.
See, they put a lot of celebrities on. Like, for example, let's say that you're a fan of the TV show The Office. You might get one of the cast members of The Office to give you kind of a shout-out, you know? It'll be like, Happy Birthday, Dale, or something. And it's something that's really big now. And you know, a lot of the people that we're kind of interacting with have been are sort of personalities, you know? Like, if you were on there, it would be like, you know, oh, hi, this is Dale. Happy birthday. I see you getting the job or something like that. You know, that's what they would do.
As far as Cameo, do they teach you how to do the video, or do you just pick a video from one of the many?
Oh,
you just
make
do it yourself.
You make the video. You record the video. It's like if you were to ask me, you know, for a happy birthday, say, on Richard's birthday, say, I would do a video where I would say happy birthday, and then, you know, or they would, and the good news is you don't have to call this person on the, you have
automatically
to,
sent to them. Would you record
yeah.
the video?
Yeah, but can
and
you
it's sent to whomever.
Can you pick a video that's already made and then go from there?
You want it to be more customized to the person or to the occasion.
Oh, okay. I am very interested in this. This sounds like fun.
And it's a great way to make money. Like, for example, I ordered a cameo one time from Jake the Snake Roberts, who was a professional wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And because he used to wrestle carrying a snake, and I get a cameo for him, and I said, "Wouldn't a skunk be more effective?" this is here. Give me 1 second here. Okay.
Johnny, what are you doing?
No. It's just that Barbara's texting me, and I'm talking to her. That's all.
Oh. Is she trying to get on?
Yeah, she's trying to get on. She's trying to get on.
That's all.
Okay.
No, but this sounds good. Did you have another question, sweetheart?
No, just as an aside, I just, about a month and a half ago, I taped a pilot for a game show.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm used to doing videos. I was actually the host, which I was super excited about.
Wow.
So videos.
Well, I had my own
right
TV show. I had my own TV show in Hawaii called ESPNU, and that was wild. You know, so that was at one point in Hawaii, we had 6,000 calls into our television station, and it knocked out the medical department, and they said, please don't do that anymore. But it's wild. I'd be interested in finding out more from Johnny, and I will, as soon as some things get settled down here.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. And you have
and
a wonderful
weekend. And I think you're
going to
do quite well. Quite well. Don't worry. Just don't worry.
Real estate? Okay. Thank you.
What's going on now? Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. On the phone, so, you know.
What's going on, Johnny? Tell me.
She's having some trouble calling in, but I'm going to try to get her on the phone. Give me 1 second here.
He's Richard.
Okay.
Barbara's having trouble. Well, we can't have dead air, so Barbara's having trouble getting on, which is not unusual.
All right. Well, do you want to go to the next person?
Well, yeah, but you can't call her on the cell phone?
I'm trying to call her on the cell phone. Give me 1 second here.
Well, wait. Don't have dead air. Yeah, give me the next person.
No, I know. The number is 516-531-9874.
To call in and get a free reading.
That's correct. Okay.
You want to repeat that, Richard?
You wicked man.
Your call has been forwarded.
Richard. We're doing the phone.
I know we're doing the phone. The phone number is 516-531-9874.
Okay, Johnny.
You call, we hold.
We're hearing your call to Barbara, so I don't know what's going on.
Your call has been forwarded.
Well, I'm trying to get her on the phone. I mean, it's just going to voicemail.
You don't do
but
that while we're on air. You do that separately.
Sorry.
Okay. That's going to be uploaded, and that's not going to be very professional.
You're right.
Okay. So we have the next caller?
Yes, we do. Area code 914 is there.
Okay. Hi, area code 914. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Maria. Yeah, calling from New York.
Oh, your name is Maria, and you're calling from New York, you said?
Yes.
Maria.
Wait.
Maria, you know you're pretty psychic. Are you aware of it?
Yes.
Pardon me?
Thank you.
Are you aware of it? You're very intuitive.
I don't know.
Maria, where are you from originally?
I'm Italian.
Italian.
I'm Sicilian.
Okay. All right. And what part of New York are you calling from?
A Pistete, Vercoli County.
Where?
Zachary Kant.
I'm not getting that. I lived in New Jersey. But anyway, how can I help you?
Yes. I assume they're going to buy a house overseas in the town of Siracusa in Italy. Is that going to go soon?
Okay. Did you already put an offer in?
No, I see on the computer. So I'm going to go there if I can afford it.
Here's the problem. I don't know about Europe, but I do know in the U.S. they're overbidding on houses. So it may be the same case. in Italy, I would only buy a house from a friend that you knew in Italy so you wouldn't get ripped off. Because what the people are doing from Wall Street is they are buying up houses like crazy everywhere throughout the world, and then they're renting them out, and they're making a lot of money that way. So they overbid the houses, so you can't even go. So I would not get on a plane and go to Italy unless you can afford it. But I would try to buy a house from a friend or someone who knows somebody. You understand?
I'm going to buy there.
You maybe can, yes. Yes. But you need to find a friend that can help you.
Yeah, I got a friend over there. I got a cousin over there that can help me looking around, you know, where
okay.
I can buy what they like.
How much are the houses in Italy that you want to buy? How much? In dollars.
Over there, a dollar said over here, I don't know, over there, they come in like 100, 200,000 area, but they are beautiful, they are barely.
Well, that's nice. What about renting? What about you rent a house for a while?
Oh, you can rent it, or you can make a small deal. You know.
I suggest you go over there and rent for a while and look around.
Right. That's what I want to do. I got to get a cinnamon. Do you think I'm going to get it soon or a big?
Not soon, but you will get.
When do you think you're going to
I don't know time. I do not know time. I don't know how long, but I do know you will get something.
It's going to be bigger, you know?
Pardon me?
You can see if it's coming bigger or small.
Well, you will get one. Okay?
Okay. Can I ask another question, please? Very
yeah.
Small.
Yes.
Thank you. You see my daughter, is she going to work with the guy, the name is Ricky?
Is she going to work what?
With somebody, the name is Ricky.
I can't tell by name. What type of work?
Right.
What type of work?
Movie.
What?
Movies.
Yes.
Is she already doing that?
A little bit.
Yes, it will expand. She will do very well.
Thank you.
Thank you
very, very much.
Thank you
for all of the help. Give it to me. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Johnny, what's going on? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, Johnny,
okay.
Can you tell me what's going
on? Well, you know, Barbara's is having some phone problems, and she's taking care of it, and that's really the best answer that I can give, but it's not like, you know, it's anything on, I mean, it happens. And I don't think it's a blog topic. I think it's her, but we'll deal with it. I mean, you know, Barbara never would let something like this happen on purpose.
I know that. But
no, I know. I'm saying that for everybody because I want everybody to know this lady is a professional and she doesn't let just, I mean, when something happens and, you know, things don't go her way mechanically, even when it's not her fault. I mean, you know, she takes all this very seriously and intensely. So, you know, I think the best thing we can do is
well,
you know.
Well, where is Barbara right now? Where is she?
Well, she's just trying to call in with her phone, and it's not working. It's right where
she
is.
I understand that, but what city, what state is she in right now?
I think she's in the regular city that she's normally in. I don't know exactly. But, you know,
is she using someone else's phone?
Well, I'm communicating her with her via text. She's using her phone. So, you know, she's just, you know, telling everybody to not worry about her and just, you know, keep going, and she's going to keep trying to get through.
Okay.
All right, but
not
I'm
a problem.
Go,
not a problem.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, I'm going to go ahead. You know, I love it when I do love it when you know I get to put the person on. That's actually one of my favorite things because I'm the one that does the screening. So when you know, whenever I put the person on, it's fun.
I know, but you don't have to screen today, okay? All I can say is this. Give out your phone number.
Right. It's 516-531-9874, okay?
And that's for a free reading. And go ahead and talk to Richard today a little bit. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Now, Richard, I told you, I told you that I had some interest in having you on and the other branches on. Do you remember me talking to you about that?
Yeah, briefly. Yeah, no problem
there.
It's
something to think about. Actually, I talked to a lady in the Army, and she told me that it might be better to get an Army vet, like somebody who isn't in the Army, because when they're actually in the Army, they have to watch what they say. And I don't want to, and I guess that's probably a fair thing to do. I mean, I would like for one of them to be female, but I do think that there's probably somebody who was in the Army rather than actually current, you know, is what I would say.
Well, yeah, there are some similarities, but there's also some big differences between the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines, whatever. And Air Force, and so forth. But they're completely in some aspects different experiences. And I can think of a bunch of them that are different. But yes, I agree. If you really want to talk about the Army, get the Army. And you'll get a viewpoint, the Army's viewpoint. And it's like I was a Navy. And, of course, my experience is from 20 years in the Navy from my standpoint and so forth and so on, John. Go. Yeah, go, John.
Okay, John. Do we have anybody else or what's going on?
Yes, we do. Area code 7127, you're on the air.
7127, what is that?
Hi. It's I'm 72. Hi. My name is Lisa, and I was wondering, I'm having some trouble with...
What city are you in?
I'm from Florida.
Oh, okay. Are you in Florida right now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you were wondering what, sweetheart?
So, yeah, I'm having trouble with two women who are kind of ganging up on me. I just want to know when you feel things are going to ease up on that situation. Thank you.
Well, what's going – why are they ganging up on you? What's the problem?
Oh, gosh, it's a long story, but...
No, I don't want to hear the long version. Just
I know that's
the
what
very
I'm saying.
Short.
The very cliff... Okay, the short is just one of them told something to the other that I said, and they got... It's just a mess. It's a mess.
Well, you can't... Can you call them all, both of them in and have lunch with them and talk to them and talk this out?
I wish I could, but these people are very narcissistic, and they just they're out to destroy me. Like, they're not like the type of people that.
Why? For what purpose?
I don't know. They're just narcissists.
Well, I don't
but
see
maybe.
You getting back them at all. So, can you give it up? Are you having a problem giving it up?
No, I've blocked them and everything, but I'm wondering if you see them harassing me anymore.
Well, is this at work or home?
No, this is social media. I'm pretty active on
social
media.
That's really simple. If you block them on social media, they can't do anything.
it's not that simple. People make new accounts and they spread it. They slandered me two nights ago and said that some things about me that weren't true. And I'm just wondering, what? Do you see them
well,
calming down?
Well, if they
down?
Can do that, make a new account, you must have really bothered them in some way. I would just keep blocking them. That's all you can do. You can't do any more.
Yeah, I do understand that part of it. Like, but what do you see psychically?
Well, psychically, they're going to still go after you. I don't know for how long until they decide on a new person, but the best thing to do is just answer, you know, what they are saying about you, say it's not true, and I'm blocking them, and just leave it at that, and they keep getting new accounts, and I'm blocking them. After a while, they will get tired of doing it.
Like a few months, or?
Can't tell time. Psychics are not good on time. So, you know, I'm being very honest with you.
Oh, that's fine. No, I respect that.
But I do know it'll stop eventually, so let it go.
Oh, I've let it go. I have. I just want to know when they're going to let it go.
Well, what did you do to them? There's always two sides to a story.
You know, I talked to one person. This person has something to hide, and they're threatening me basically because they don't want me to whistleblow. So that's part of what initiated this.
Okay, would that be whistleblow at work, or would that be whistleblow somewhere else?
Somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think it's important to tell these people you're not going to whistleblow. You just want to be left alone, and leave it at that.
Well, I already did, and they're still attacking me.
Well, keep saying it over and over again until they get it.
Well, I'm not talking to them anymore because they continue to send me harassing texts, and I've finally blocked them on every single thing I could block them on.
I've been there, done that. Just it'll cease after a while. Just let it go, okay? Don't give it any thought.
Okay.
Right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, and Johnny, I wanted to give out my private consultation number and mention a few things, which is interesting. If you want to talk to me in person, it's 808-372-1816. That's for a private consultation. I also have a new website, which is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, Shear.com. And Johnny, in case you haven't looked at my website, it's pretty much done now, and it has water flowing through it. It's kind of neat. It's really neat. But something wild happened, I think, a week or two ago. I mentioned my husband's business, which was burningsolutions.com, and that takes away all the smoke in your house, in your car, in your bathroom, everything. It's an unbelievable product, and we had bought the company, and I guess one of the listeners heard about it, and then they ordered some. And they were just extremely pleased. It's very cheap, and it's called Burning Solutions. And during the fires we had, we survived because we sprayed the Burning Solutions in the house, and it took away all the smoke. So that happened a lot, and in the car. And we had tremendous amount of smoke. It was unbelievable, you know, what we went through. But now it's okay. Now we have blue skies and everything.
Wow.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, what's going on now?
Well, we have one person waiting to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like, I can put this person through.
Anything from Barbara?
Not yet, but she's trying to get through, and you know we can only send her good energy. I mean, she's just a little stressed out because she's trying to get through, and it's It's frustrating.
Tell her not to worry about it. Not to worry about it. No big thing. If we cut the show early, I can watch the Giants game. It's okay.
Okay.
It's no problem.
I'll just say Dale says not to worry. Okay, I'll text her that.
Okay, not to worry.
Can I get in for a moment? Yeah.
Yeah.
The product name is Erase.
Oh, God.
Burning Solutions, the company.
One second,
Erase
beer.
The product.
Beer.
I'm
can't
sorry.
Believe I did this.
What?
Better explain that, Dale.
I can't. It's called.
What do you mean that's
awful? It's called old age. I don't know.
Well, I have plenty of old age for all of us.
I was going to tell you.
Memory problem. Yeah.
Okay, Area Code 502, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Hi. Who is this?
It's Brenda.
And where are you calling from?
Kentucky.
You called before, Brenda, haven't you?
I believe I have. Yeah, I recognize your voice.
And I recognize your voice. How can
I
help you?
I like to have a message from my boyfriend passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm. When did this happen, dear?
Over 2 years ago.
Was it an accident or something else?
Something else.
Yes, I thought. Was there a gun involved?
No, uh-uh.
What was involved? I see a knife or a gun.
He had cancer.
I understand that. So did they try to do any sort of operation on him?
At first they did. They went in and took the tumor out, but then a year later it just spread all over his body.
Mm. Yeah, I saw a knife. So that was the tumor being taken out. How big was the tumor, and where was it?
It was in his bladder. It was the size of an egg.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Very strange.
Yes.
Well, I do know he loved you very much. And was there a cat or a dog around?
A cat. A stray cat.
He misses the cat, is what I can say. He also wants you to go on with your life, which you're not doing. I mean, you are to a point, but not, he wants you to go on.
Yeah, it's hard to go on, you know, but I'm trying.
Yeah, but you can't stay this way for, it's over 2 years, darling. I mean, you know, he's going to send you a runner. A runner means someone he picks that will come to you and be your friend and help you out and also could be a relationship.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the message
I guess
I get.
Okay.
That's a message I get from him. But he does care about you a lot and wants you to go forward, all right?
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Oh, okay, sweetie. God bless and have a good time and, you know, hey, do whatever.
Y'all have a good night.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, man.
But we've been getting a lot of serious calls, Johnny.
You know, we have. I mean, it's amazing. You know, it's what I do is I've, Barbara told me, you know, that, you know, when you, to start promoting the show on Twitter, which I have started doing so. And, on Facebook, I was doing it on Facebook, but, you know.
Please put my website up. When you do that, please. up my website.
I do. Your website is in the show description. Let me do something real quick here. One second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he left again, Richard. So I got a dog.
Okay.
I got a dog running in and out. He's so cute, my baby. My little puppy.
Huh.
He's so cute. He's so smart.
He's not little. Come on.
He's still my little baby. He's as tall as me when he stands on his feet. But
for those
my little angel.
For those who might be listening, have a German Shepherd.
What are you doing?
It's okay. Just checking on something. You know, I want to say something because, you know, it's Barbara really deserves our respect. I mean, she's so sweet and she'll go she always goes 10 miles, you know, let me do this real quick here.
What are you doing?
I'm texting her that we're talking about her. She says, I mean, you know, she's listening, you know, just, it's amazing, you know, how much energy she is and how hard she'll work for everybody, you know. She's the best friend, so.
I know that. I'm aware of it. And I love her to death. I do. I'm sorry we didn't get to do that show last week. I really wanted to do it. I was counting on it. So we got to reschedule that. You know, to do the Blue Jeans. Johnny, are you there?
Mm-hmm. I'm here. I'm right here.
Okay.
And
she's up? Yes.
It's just that right now we don't have calls, but we've gotten some calls done today. Am I right?
We got quite a few. Yes, we did. So if you want to cut it short because of Barbara, it's okay. All right?
Okay. Well, before I say the shout-out, I just want to once again say, Barbara, we understand what you're going through with the phone and all that. And it's okay. It's everybody here cares about you. We, you know, this is not nothing to be embarrassed about.
Johnny, we've gone through this before. It's no big thing. We love her, and let's do the shout-out.
Okay. For those of you who want to listen to the show after tonight, you can see it on YouTube, and it will be uploaded to Blog Talk momentarily. Okay? So, Dale, good night, and Richard, good night.
Thank you. And we want to give out my private consultation is 808-372-1816, 808-372-1816. If you want to know more about me, look up Dale, DaleSchear.com. And I think you will find it a really good experience. Look at the photos, read everything on it. It's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Aloha.
Good night,
everyone. We'll see you next Friday.